Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn, a centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, oh Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. This week, the battle with the troglodyte Power Ranger people continues. Will our heroes beat them, or will they be sent to the Zordon realm, or whatever happened to the bad guys in Power Rangers? Find out now.
Lee's up next, and following in the line of like turn order, it's then going to be Jason Troglodyte and then Kimberly Trog.
Kimbo Trog.
Kimbo Trog.
Lee will come a little further forward. So that when...
Do you want to get him by the wall so he's not so... So if Felix wants to get through, at least then he... Oh, never mind. It's fine.
What do you mean?
No, it's fine.
Okay. And he's going to use... he's got his shouts, hasn't he?
He does have his shouts.
Let's just have a look at Lee. Oh, roll 20. He's just loading it up. Character sheet. Oh, look, it's already set up. Like somebody...
Spooky ghosts.
Yeah, spooky, spooky ghosts.
Felix with his powers.
Yeah, he's just helping out. You or one out in a burst. So that one's not really a good one to use. He's got the Taylor Swift one. Warlord Strike might be...
I just want to say for any listeners who are familiar with D&D that Felix does also have prestidigitation, which basically covers any very slight tremors and sound effects and stuff like this. So yes, he is able to do these special effects.
Oh wow!
So he's very good at like distracting or causing distractions or just being silly.
Sometimes you need a bit silly though, don't you, in life?
He is. He does embrace the chaos.
Nice.
He has his own catchphrase.
Embrace the chaos. I like that. That's quite that goes on it. That should go on a t-shirt.
If anyone's good at drawing and art and would like to do something, then by all means draw a manically smiling tiefling with the words "embrace the chaos" around him. That would be great for a t-shirt.
It would be great for a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'll give you a free t-shirt. And now it's just my basic melee attack against the target. Oh, I could actually get him to use Commander Strike and get Milo to hit Kimberly and finish off.
Yeah? Go on, him.
I'll get Lee's going to use Commander Strike on Milo.
If your choice makes a base, okay, yeah, he's commanding you to make a melee attack against the target, and if it hits, it adds intelligence modifier to the damage, but not the marked one, because you changed the mark. So that's fine, but you get to strike a basic attack. Let's have a
yes.
Look. Longbow. Twang. It hits.
Woo!
8. Plus Lee's intelligence modifier, which is now a 4 as he's leveled up.
Ooh.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. All right. Describe his demise. How did Kimberly Troglodyte die?
So, as Lee pointed towards Kimberly and said, "Milo, attack." And Milo shot an arrow, and Kimberly was like, "I can dodge this." She tried to do the sort of like pirouette through the air, but unfortunately, the arrow sort of went like a can opener.
Yeah, makes sense. Her acrobatics were a 13. Yeah, that's fine.
And sort of like it just sort of like cut her like a sort of can, and she just fell in two.
And with that, you glance back at Felix because you're seeing the arrow. It sticks into her, but then moves up and down like a can opener motion as Kimberly is hovering and slowly turning around. And you look over to see Felix with like he's in such concentration trying to manifest this that he's got his tongue sticking out, and it's a forked tongue as well. As he's there concentrating.
Excellent.
Oh my God.
We like Felix. We like Felix a lot.
He's like my perfect character. He's just like purposely manipulating the situation to be all weird and fucked up.
I mean, he's a troubled man.
Yeah. Lee's just mouth agape, just like,
what
the fuck just happened? And Milo's just like, he sort of looks back at Felix and he's just like,
nice.
Yeah, nice.
Felix looks over at Milo once dropping the body and kind of does, tucks like his middle and I guess wedding finger in to do the rock and roll symbol with the hand.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of winks at you as well.
Nice.
Brothers in chaos. Felix and Milo.
And you know he's thinking embrace the chaos in his head.
Yeah. It's like embrace the chaos, ladies. Right. Lee sort of I guess that's it. Well, he sort of looks around. Let's see if Lee can identify the bodies.
Okay. A 10, he can't, he can't quite put his finger on it.
Right. Okay. So
not as if he doesn't know, but he can't at the moment think what it is. It's like the word's there, but he just can't get it.
Yeah.
On the tip of his tongue.
It's not quite number wang at the moment for him. Okay.
Jason Troglodyte.
Kimberly! We will protect you, Kimberly.
Even though she's like 7 and a half.
For Zordon.
Oh my God. we're potentially destroying the world's only home.
There we are. That is
so. Okay. Nope, this is Lee. I want the Troglodyte. Thank you. And you then see the Jason Troglodyte kind of grab something that's on the floor and lift it up, and it's just this thick chunk of wood that must have belonged to either one of these shelve units or scaffolding, as it then begins to move forward.
He's about to find out that everyone's going to bring him down.
5, he can't attack, so he's going to dash. And he's right up to Lee. And he stands so if Lee, I mean, did we put a height to Lee? Lee's height is 5'5". We'll say that a troglodyte is about 6'7".
Tall then.
Yeah, so he's kind of looking down a little bit at him, but he's not as if he's like towering, like he's pressed up against the ceiling or anything. But yeah, he's a big boy.
Oh, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Okay. Giggles.
Can I move one square to the left?
Yeah, you're sort of sidestepping. Are you gonna go here?
Yeah. And then I'm gonna shoot him with my crossbow.
Crossbow.
Yes, please.
Are you using your spells? Crossbow coming in.
Oh.
It's a 9. Remember, you do have your bardic inspirations if you wish to use them to add die to that roll, but with a 9, I'll probably say save it.
Yeah.
Because it adds a d6. But a 6 to that.
Still won't be enough. So.
Nah, that won't be enough.
Oh, and then I'm going to do dungeoneering on the people.
Alrighty.
The bodies. Don't forget that.
The 13 I'd say a 13 would be enough to just get a general idea what's lying around you. You're seeing the corpses of kobolds.
Oh.
Which are basically small lizard folk. They're the ones that I mentioned that they do hang around in like clans or packs. They are a little bit more intelligent than troglodytes in terms that they can talk and stuff. But you're not sure where their alliance is. It kind of all depends on their goals and stuff or what happens, whether they're, I don't know, if you've happened upon their nest or whatever and you've broken a statue of theirs, then they could be very aggressive towards you, or who knows.
But if you kill some troglodytes that have just eaten loads and massacred a load of them, yeah, they could be quite,
yeah,
they could be quite friendly.
That's that possibility.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
No, exactly.
Right.
So, Felix.
Felix now. Felix, a little bit louder, not really whispering, is shouting over you guys. And basically saying, oh, I never liked the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger sucked. I freaking hated the Red Ranger with a Tyrannosaurus. I bet you don't have a Tyrannosaurus as a troglodyte, do you? God, you're so pathetic, as he casts Vicious Mockery.
just being mean to him, basically.
Oh, when it's a natural 20, he hits home.
Nice.
Jason really hit home.
Doesn't understand common, but it's somehow its home.
The tone is translated.
And also because he's marked as well. An extra 7.
Oh, God.
That's 11.
Such bad for them now.
11 psychic damage.
Oh.
So what does psychic damage do then?
It's more like in the mind. It's like the damage is kind of like migraines, I guess. It's all in the mind.
Oh, okay. So that can't, technically kill them, but it can make them go insane, I guess.
It can kill.
Okay.
Cause obviously if you're damaging the brain a lot enough, then you can cause it to tremor and hemorrhage and whatever.
Okay.
But it doesn't cause like cuts or scratches or anything like that.
Not physical. It's all mental. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is Felix going to do anything else?
And I'm just going to actually have a look at the Vicious Mockery to see as it hit, does it do anything? You're a niche, blah, 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 blah. If it hits, it deals psychic damage to the creature, and it has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes. Okay, so Jason Troglodyte now has disadvantage on whoever he attacks, because he's very upset right now.
Yeah.
He's like trying to hold back tears. if only troglodytes could cry. I guess Felix will also with that first roll, that's not really going to change. I guess he's going to look back in his history, then look back in his memory. A 16, yeah, so he definitely confirms that what's around you are troglodytes. What he also knows, these troglodytes, kobolds, sorry, he knows these kobolds in particular to be known as Kobold Dragon Shields. So they're kind of defensive warriors of their clan. Kobold Dragon Shields are capable frontline combatants, keeping enemies away from their weaker Kobold allies with their swords and shields. And that's as much as he can say right now.
Oh, so they potentially are just like defending their nest.
And Felix will remain where he is. Oh, and because he cast Vicious Mockery, we need to trigger his wild magic.
Oh, yeah.
As energy radiates off him, 42.
Oh, this is not a D100 for those listening at home.
Fucking awesome. Okay, after casting the insults and saying, oh, he sucks and all that, blah, 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 and you're enjoying this, but you're not looking at Felix. But then, so I'm just going to I'm going to mark him purple. So then after seeing like the troglodyte distraught, you go to look back at Felix to kind of do like a well done type thing, but you don't see Felix anymore. You see a potted plant. there's now a potted plant behind you. Like a rubber plant.
Excellent. I like it.
Felix is currently incapacitated and vulnerable to all damage. If he drops to zero hit points, the pot breaks and he reverts back to being Felix, but at zero hit points.
Oh, no. how long is he in plant form for?
Until his next turn.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it's not the start of his next turn. So, yeah. Okay. He's just a plant for this
round.
He's
just a plant. I like it. That's great.
I mean, of all the things to happen, I'm like, at least he became a plant.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Milo will sidestep, sort of confused about what's happened to Felix, and sort of like, that plant pot, there was Felix there. He sort of puts two and two together. That might be Felix. So he's gonna he'll dual strike on the troglodyte, Jason.
Okay. Oh, that was brilliant.
I mean, of all the things to happen.
That's brilliant.
Like
okay, dual strike coming in on Jason Troglodyte. This is the weirdest battle ever. Misses. So it's second attack coming in. 17 misses, but was very close.
Oh. But Milo's just so distracted with the plant pot that he's like, I don't know what to do.
I'm really confused.
Jason manages to kind of dodge and weave, maybe like do a crescent kick, which is the kick where you don't spin, you just stand there and do a circle motion with your leg, kicks the arrow out the way. But it feels a bit more flat. There's no special effects. There's no mini explosions. It's not as impressive at the moment now.
Now that Felix is a plant.
Yeah, Milo's disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is Billy Troglodyte. Billy will help Jason by throwing his other javelin at.
It just hits him in the back of the head, kills him instantly.
A 12, definitely not enough. But it didn't break this time on him. He managed to launch the javelin, only it landed about here. It didn't even reach Jason. and then with that, he's then going to move forward. 1, 2, 5. Lee.
I guess he'll use Furious Smash.
They need to be next to a.
Well, he can take the bonus, I think.
Oh, can he?
Deal damage, strength modifier to target enemy, then choose one ally adjacent to either you or the target. That ally applies your charisma mod to both attack and damage rolls. If the ally does not attack on their turn, then the bonus is lost. I'd say it can apply to him. I mean, it would make sense as he's smashing and just shouting. He kind of inspires himself a bit.
Unless I get him to do...
But it won't apply to this attack roll, it would apply to his next one.
Unless I get him to do Commander Strike and we just keep him there to basically hold them in place. Because obviously with his high armor, he can take a few hits. So I could get him to command Milo to shoot at him again. Would you reckon?
He can do.
Okay, I'll use Commander Strike.
Does that have to be an ally next adjacent? Or?
No, he can command any ally.
Okay.
So basically anyone who he can see or anyone that could hear him, basically.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
He's like, Felix, form of a plant pot, attack.
The plant pot just wobbles.
Jason Troglodyte just shits himself to death.
Longbow. Milo, you miss.
Oh, nuts.
But that, God if damn you it. Hit, that would have been
a good hit as well.
Yeah, that would have been max damage there.
God damn it. Sorry.
Unfortunately, it's not enough. And next up is Jason. Jason Troglodyte. Swings with his great club.
Oh, it's a piece of wood.
20. I don't think it's enough. I think Lee was 21. He's 21. It's not enough. Came close. Big old clang against Lee. But he manages to brush it off. Oh, I've got hiccups. Oh, I got hiccups.
He's like, shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off.
And the Jason Trog is going to use his action point to attack again.
No.
And fails. Clangs against him again.
Lee's like, I just told you, you've got to shake it off.
Lee kind of gets pushed a little bit from both sides as he swings either side and thumping against him with this chunk of wood, but it's not enough to deal damage. Giggles.
Right, I'm going to do some magic damage now.
You ready?
I'm going to do a lightning strike.
Storm Spike coming in.
That's the one.
11. What's the Trog's reflex?
It's going to miss.
It's a miss, but with your feet, you can reroll it. Because it's a missed spell attack. And also, you have your Bardic Inspiration that you can apply to the 11 as well. So do you wish to reroll or just use your Inspiration to see if that will be enough? Oh, I don't know why that rolled again. That was that was the same roll. What? For me, my animation just wanted to repeat itself.
Oh, okay. You could use your bard thing.
Yeah, okay. We'll use the bard thing and add. See if we can add to it. See if that'll be enough.
Okay.
Then we'll roughly know what we need.
Let me just double check Felix for your bardic inspiration. Get 1d6 bardic die. This could be used. Yep. All right. 1d6 coming in. Boom, a 6. That's enough.
Data. Woo! So
yay!
With your inspiration, you managed to bolt. You're hitting Jason, yeah?
Yep.
So for 9, he's also marked as well. Dealing 9. So 18.
Ooh. Nice. Someone is gonna take them out.
Skadoosh.
Luck is never on their side.
And
die, Troggy Rangers.
He's pretty much there by 1 point. So Jason, I'll say he is bloodied. He's like 1 point above bloodied, so I'll say he's bloodied.
He's close enough to being bloodied.
Yeah. So he's at half health. Anything else, or is that all?
No, that's all.
Felix. He turns back into Felix again.
Hooray!
I see those guys go. For a moment then, I was really starving for sunlight. I don't know why.
I taste green. Why do I taste green?
I'm no longer thirsty, that's for sure.
His ears are just like a leaf still. Transformed back.
As he then looks up and then brushes his clothing down a little bit. He's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. There. I will remove the purple dot, so he's no longer a plant.
Oh.
And... don't need to do any of that. I'm going to keep hold of these. He's sensing. He senses there's no need to use that. So where he's standing. Yeah, okay. So I've got to take into account the stench. So because he's 4 squares, the stench will be like these corners here going around. So only Lee is in the stench. He'll just use a crossbow then. 19, I believe, is enough. It is enough.
Woo-hoo. Look at that.
4 plus 8. Getting the high rolls on these.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
12 damage.
Yep. boom, as he's now turning into a pincushion.
Nice.
Yeah, there's just all these arrows sticking out. Yeah.
And he's slightly electrified.
Okay. Milo.
Milo's going to take a step, just a step back. And then again, dual strike him. Paying particular note to the genital region, or where the genitals would be.
Oh, no, you need to aim for the abdomen. And then, if obviously, then, because obviously, you don't want to aim for the genitals because it might just go through his legs.
This on Jason still, yeah?
Yeah, yes, sorry.
Twin strike. First one misses. Second one is a natural 20. Bow, bow, bow. Okay. So that means you're getting a maximum of 8 with that. So not 6, it's 8 plus another d8 plus your mark damage.
Wow.
So that is 17.
17.
Because you did a critical hit.
Whip, whip.
Awesome.
And
the first one just sailed over the top, and he looked up, and then the second one just hit him in the throat.
Yeah, we like aiming at the throats and the jaws, aren't we, this time?
And Jason Troglodyte with the arrow now in his throat. You're hearing just splattered talk. You can't understand what he's saying as he's choking on blood, and he's barely standing now. He's looking very worse for wears.
Milo asks, do you do birthday parties?
Obviously the troglodyte doesn't respond because doesn't understand common.
God damn it. Only I had a scarf of translation.
Anything else you wish to do? You moved, you have shot. There a minor action you fancy?
Well, could I eat a biscuit?
Could you eat a biscuit? I suppose you can eat a little bit of rations.
I'll do that.
Let me just have a quick look at your feline agility. Okay, that counts as a moving action. During your turn, you may double your movement speed. Okay. And that's an encounter to use. That's a once use, and then you have to rest again. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to see if that was a minor thing. All right. Billy is up next. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's going to dash. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so Giggles, you're now up front in the stench, but he can't attack.
You're in the splash zone now.
Yeah. It's getting very stinky. Lee.
Lee's going to sort of... if Lee moves here...
Yeah, that's fine.
So he's sort of like in between all of them. And he's going to command Milo again. Just because I don't want the... Because he's going to be at disadvantage, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, if he just commands Milo from afar...
Okay. Who's Milo attacking?
He's attacking Jason again. We're just going to focusing on Jason at the moment, and then hopefully...
25. That definitely hits. 6 damage. I don't think I need to roll this, but just in case, you never know, it's enough. 1 point more than his health.
Woo!
Describe. Oh, no, actually, that was actually 3 damage extra because he had 6 hit points left. So he died regardless. Explain how Jason Troglodyte dies.
So Jason was sort of like trying to pull the arrow out of his throat, which is stupid because once he'd done that, he would probably kill himself. And so Lee noticed this and was like, Milo, shoot his arm. And he shot, Milo shot the arm, and it basically helped rip his throat out. And he sort of, once he like pulled his own throat out, he sort of realized, you could see in his eyes, he realized, oh, that was pretty fucking stupid. And then, and then just sort of collapse in a pile of blood and
guts.
Yeah, and nice. He was sort of just like, you could see in his eyes, even if he died, he was thinking like, man, I'm stupid.
And with an intelligence of 6, yes, he is. Okay. Is Lee doing anything else? Any minor actions or anything?
Could he just slap the...
just slapped Billy.
And then obviously Billy falls over because that's all that would happen in Paris.
I can't believe we haven't been doing Billy Piper jokes this whole time.
The thing is that if there was a queen of the troglodytes, that would that be would her. Be Billy. But...
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I'll bet like, that mine then.
Yeah, better. Yeah, please. Okay.
Giggles then.
Well, hang on. Lee's going to do a minor action.
I thought you said it was a slap.
No. He's going to actually. Oh no, because that one's a healing surge based one.
You done very well to not get hit at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of like, what's going on here?
Everyone's still healthy.
I think actually there isn't anything he can do. His sort of minor actions are just
like is this skill checks if there's anything you want to try and learn or any lore or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, can he sort
or
of
just
like...
I guess whatever role play type stuff you might want to do, and then if it requires a roll, I can say, oh, okay, we get you to roll this then.
Okay, so he's gonna go. He says to Billy, he goes. He says, too much blood has already been spilt. Just walk away. Walk away.
That's a diplomacy. with a 16, the troglodyte, Billy Troglodyte, looks at Lee a little kind of confused as you're doing like a Chris Pratt thing with your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, don't fight us anymore. And, Billy sees the corpses of obviously his buddies, but is kind of scowling towards Giggles now and is ignoring Lee.
Oh, he's on to me. Is he?
So the pharmacy okay. Stopped him attacking Lee.
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
you know, it's like let's try stuff. It could have been like.
I mean, like you say, it's worth a try. Just try things and see what happens.
Yeah,
and then you know for next time.
We can play the. We're playing the game.
Can I take a step to there?
To you. So you want to sort of step.
Steps.
You want to sidestep.
Yeah.
I think you're still in this stench circle.
Yeah. One square towards Milo will be fine. You're disengaged. He can't hit you, and you're no longer in stink zone.
So there.
So I went there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, and then can I...
It also means that Billy is kind of has to go around Lee to get to you now as well. Because he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I storm strike him, or would that attack Lee as well?
Well, your storm spike is direct to whatever target.
Okay, yeah, I'll storm spike Billy then, please.
All right, Storm Spike coming in. 16. That's Lee. Yep, that is enough.
Hooray!
Damage. 8 coming in. Oh, wait. No, Billy's not marked, is he?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, so it's 10 damage on Billy.
So.
Still decent damage.
you can say something like, why do you always hang around in crowds?
He's like a lightning bolt. The lightning bolt hits his damp body, and you see the lightning crackle around him as it's conducting off this damp skin.
Oh, nice! That's hot.
yep.
Anything else you wish to do or try or whatever?
See if you can, after hitting him in lightning, you can.
Shall I be
any roleplay type stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. After zapping him with a lightning bolt.
Like, seriously.
You're going to try
and. Do you want to die?
You're going to try and be diplomatic.
Okay, so what are you saying to Billy?
I'm going to say, do you really want to die? Because we can kill you. But if not, walk away.
Okay, that sounds more like intimidation. Let's see. Coming in 13. Rubbish. Not bad. With the lightning bolt, he is a little bit perturbed from you, and he's not sure who to go for right now. Felix. Okay. Felix, what are you going to do, Felix? What are you doing, Felix?
He's going to try and be nice to him.
Okay. First thing I wanted Felix to do. What instruments do you have? Tambourine, a kazoo, and a lute. Okay.
The kazoo.
I don't have it. Oh, where's my kazoo? I think I packed it away. Okay, well, he's playing a kazoo. He whips out his little kazoo, and he's like... He's kind of just doing his own thing and just jamming away at it. It's just like he's just forgot there's a battle going on right now. There's like a severed, like a split in half Kimberly right here, and pools of blood around, dead Jason in front of him, and he's like... And with that giggles, you feel inspired and your inspiration returns.
Yay! Thank you!
So his bardic inspirations. What is he on right now? Where did I mark it? Okay, he has 5 left until he needs a rest. Okay, so that was his minor. And then... as he's doing that, he's kind of stepping over bodies and limbs and tiptoeing through the pools of blood to get over here whilst playing the kazoo. And then just as he finishes, he does like a little spin and whips out his hand crossbow and shoots at Billy and completely misses. he ends up shooting like way in the wrong direction. As he then looks to his left and goes, oh, there he is.
I shouldn't have pirouetted, damn it.
Well, that kind of looked cool, actually. So Milo's going to go like 1, 2, 3, 5 up here.
Yep.
He'll mark Billy and then do a dual strike. It's just a workable tactic that I've got.
Yeah.
Of just hitting things twice.
Yeah.
Because at least it when it misses the first time,
it always try again.
There's always a chance that it'll miss again and I'll look like an idiot.
Yes.
And use it while you got it. It's at will. You can use it as many times as you want. And you attack twice. So it's quite crazy. I think in 5th edition, I can kind of see why they might have removed it or they might have changed the name of it or something. But yeah. 12 versus AC.
Needs to be 18, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, so with your inspiration, you could try and use, but you need to 6 to get a glancing blow. And your other attack coming in is a glancing blow, so you could use an inspiration to make it hit for 9 plus whatever. Or you could try and get that 10. Which will become a 5 if you get a glancing hit, but it's still extra damage, I guess.
I'll use it on the 18 roll, and then I can get a solid.
Because you'll still get your D8 on the top of that anyway, won't
you?
Okay, so there's no point rolling it then, as all you needed was a 1. So we'll roll that extra damage in, an extra 2, so 11. Bomb.
The first arrow just sort of pinged off and he looked towards it, and then the second arrow went through his head like those like those wacky gifts, and he was like, because he's not got many brains.
Sorry. Yeah, you didn't hit the brain, it's got a small brain. It's just embedded in his skull.
Looks like he's wearing a comedic comedic like hat thing.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is.
Any minor actions you want to do?
I already marked him, so.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'll call him a poo head.
So Billy Trog doesn't have any weapons now. Confused about what's going on or who to go for, but now that Felix is a bit closer, he's going to go for Felix. 1, 2, doesn't step out of range of Lee, so unfortunately Lee doesn't get a free attack on him, and is going to come in pouncing with a bite attack.
Ooh.
20 versus Fortitude. That does hit. Chomping on Felix's arm, dealing 6 damage. As Felix is like, ah, get it off me, get it off me!
And Milo's like, ah, ah, ah. Start slapping it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Because of, he's at disadvantage. Because of the thing that I did to him. Oh, no, I just did. Wait. Oh no, that was Jason. He's dead now, so it doesn't matter. Where I remember when I mockeried someone, and I must have completely forgot to do so. It is that disadvantage, but it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
Till end of the Trog's next turn, healing on the target is reduced. Oh, okay. So Felix, if he was to receive healing, he would only receive half of that healing until the end of the Troglodyte's next turn.
Okay.
I guess because the troglodyte has, it's much like a Komodo dragon, has bad bacteria in its mouth.
Lovely.
Oh.
How
wonderful these creatures are. Just writhing with disease.
Yes.
I suppose that's the best way to describe the troglodyte. Just think of a giant humanoid Komodo dragon.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's fucking terrifying.
Works for me.
Should I just get Lee to do Furious Smash and then
can do,
and then you'll get a bonus.
Yep.
Or I can give it to Milo. I'll give it to you.
Because I'm out.
No, wait, because it's physical, isn't it? So
Furious Smash.
I think it's physical attack. Hang on, let me check.
You have to be next to him, don't you think?
Well, no, I think the attack bonus is physical. You add the charisma modifier to the. Oh, look at this! It sounds like I actually know what I'm doing.
Deal damage equal to strength modifier to target enemy. Then choose one ally adjacent to either of you or the target that applies. I mean, you're essentially next to the troglodyte, so
yeah,
you can use that on him.
Both attack and damage rolls.
To deal damage equal to strength, then choose one ally Jason to you or the target, so that's any ally.
Yeah.
Applies your charisma mod to both, attack and damage for when the ally attacks.
So would that include magic then?
Yes.
So if we use it on you, then you're next, so you can use Storm Spike on him and get a bit of a bonus. So we'll do Furious Smash. I know he'll be at disadvantage.
17 versus AC. Does Lee want to use his inspiration? Because that's not enough.
Yes.
Okay. 1d6, Bardic Inspiration, 5. So it's not a glancing hit. That definitely hits him.
Nice.
Dealing 17 damage, plus the mark damage of 1. So that's 18. That's
better
unfortunate. Yep.
It was. It is better than nothing.
So Billy is definitely bloodied now.
Bloody and Billy.
Yes, Giggles, you now have a benefit from Lee.
Yay.
You were all like furious as well. You've got like flames coming up your head and your eyes are glowing red. Nice. And you're like, I'll fucking destroy this thing! Die, Billy!
Right.
And what are you going to do?
Can I move 2 squares to upwards?
So you're sort of sidestepping there?
That's it.
So you've got like a direct line
direct
of sight.
Direct line of sight where I'm going to
I'll also say, just quickly with Lee, I keep forgetting about the stench of the troglodyte. The minus two with that five from your inspiration was still enough to hit it. So it's fine. It's all good. I keep forgetting about the stench.
Which is odd because usually, like, it's the thing that you would focus on.
Yeah.
Like, God, this stinks.
It stinks. But I'm going to storm spike him.
Okay. And you're not affected by stink, so that's good.
Woo!
Okay, 11, you can re-roll with your feet. Not as in with your feet, but...
yeah, with your ability.
Yeah, go on then.
16 versus reflex. What is that enough? Is that enough? Is that enough? It is enough!
Yay!
It is.
Dealing 10, his reflex is 13. So dealing 10 plus the mark damage... plus flies to charisma mod to both attack and damage rolls.
The people that were supporting Billy are not going to be happy. Because it's just all these like extra bits. Just
four. Face. Okay. So that is 10. 17 damage.
Yay.
17 damage. Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
Billy is looking incredibly worse for wear. Barely standing up. You can't even do a backflip anymore.
if Jason were alive, he'd be like, Billy, are you okay? And Billy would be like, no, I'm not.
As the lightning bolt blasts into him.
Yeah. He's just constantly being killed.
And Felix... is going to try and finish him off.
God.
He unsheathes a scimitar from his side and basically shouts, there can be only one! As he then swings at Billy. 14 versus AC. Unfortunately, is not enough. It hits against the troglodyte and is like, okay, maybe there can be more than one. Milo.
I mean, I could try and use dual strike just with my sword. Because if I try and get away from him, I'm just thinking, is there any... there's no point in me sort of running away now. And we've sort of got him boxed in.
Yep.
So I might just whack him with my sword, dual strike.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dual strike with your sword. And is that a minus two because of his stink?
It smells bad.
You're very put off by his stink right now. First strike was a four because the minus two, which misses. Oh, and the second one's a critical hit. As you manage to find a way, you swallow the vomit that came up into your mouth, and you are now ready to finish him off. You get max damage. So what is the thing with the sword? So 8. I guess you're getting bonuses, hence why it says a 10. So we'll keep that 10. And then we'll just see how much more damage you're dealing. An extra 6 on that. Plus also the roll of the sword again, because a critical hit. Another 7 on that. Yeah, Billy's completely annihilated. How did you decimate Billy?
So the first sword, I cut through the stench. So it sort of wafted the stench away.
It's very thick stench.
And at that point, I almost like...
took a deep breath in and went...
Well, no. You know when you're in Fallout, there's the VAT system. It was like that. And I had enough AP to sort of like click on various points in Billy, and I sort of just hacked. The sword just flew through all these bits, and then Billy stood there for a moment, and he was like,
I'm going to say he then grabs like a small animal skull that's around his waist and holds it out in front of him and says, Triceratops! Which you hear with your helmet.
Yeah.
But then you dice him up.
Yeah.
Slice off his hands.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Was that he tried to summon the Zord, but he just died. before he did. And then Milo turns to Felix and goes, "There can only be one." And they high five.
Felix just goes, "Ooh."
Look at you, old fassy.
Oh, what?
Kitty's got claws. Meow.
Okay.
Is he then kind of he walks away from you a little bit, but he's got like he's a little swagger and swing to his hips as he steps away from you. Okay. And he kind of does the clicks as well.
Well, I was like, all right.
All right.
And that's where we'll leave it for now.
Oh, cheese and crackers, that was good.
Yeah. We have to make sure we look at the chests before we do anything next time.
Yes, yes, definitely. But oh, good battle, good battle. Good battle. Hang on.
Yep.
Let me just get the...
Wow, what a fantastic episode that was. And I'm sure so glad that those Power Rangers died. Huzzah! Well, as always, thank you to Dave for DMing this story. Thank you for Tanya for playing with me. And thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch.tv. And tell him his old pal Big Timmy sent you. And we'll see you next time on Big Timmy's House, the podcast adventures. Now get out of my house. Yeehaw. For some reason, we're becoming cowboys.